The U.S.-Afghan War Assessment unveiled in Washington today mentions Afghanistan's neighbor, Pakistan, repeatedly. It gives the Pakistanis a mixed report card when it comes to their efforts to fight militants. Many of those militants are still crossing the border from Afghanistan and finding safe haven on Pakistani soil. The BBC's Ali Makbul is in Islamabad. He describes the reaction in Pakistan to the U.S. assessment released today.
Well, the first thing is that the Pakistani authorities always want to stress the sacrifices that have been made, the number of troops that have been lost in the battle against militancy, the number of civilians who've also lost their lives. So a lot of the time they feel that needs to be appreciated much more. There is some feeling that the safe havens, as they're called, for Al-Qaeda militants and Taliban militants have had some pressure put on them, and they have to some extent been reduced, and so they want that appreciated too. But I have to say, I think Washington will feel a lot more can be done, specifically in one particular area in the tribal areas north of Waziristan, where they really feel that Pakistan should have by now carried out a ground operation, a military operation, by which they could really dismantle one of the biggest strongholds that militants have in Pakistan.
Which gets to, I think, one of the key points here, and that is that in some respects, the United States and Pakistan have two different goals here.
Yes, I mean, that is what you eventually get to. Of course, publicly, Pakistan says it is doing exactly what is required of it in terms of fighting militancy. But in terms of realpolitik, they're looking at the end game. They're looking at when coalition forces eventually move out of Afghanistan, and they want a neighbor that is an ally. If you look at the region generally, Pakistan's biggest rival still remains India, and it wants someone who will be a strategic ally against India.
So Pakistan continues to have one eye, of course, on India. The United States is taking to the skies continually in Pakistan. The U.S. has launched drone attacks against Islamic extremists in the tribal areas. There was a new twist, in fact, with the latest attack in North Waziristan. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yes, that's right. We've heard today from local officials that in one attack, which happened actually at the end of last week, among the militants who were killed are believed to have been two British militants, two people who'd come over from Britain. They were white, they were converts to Islam, and they had been in the area, according to local officials, for over a year. And in fact, one of them had reportedly been involved in actually training militants at various camps in the tribal areas for over a year. But we don't know many more details than that, but that is something that will worry the authorities here, who have tried to stop Britons coming over here and effectively fighting against British troops just across the border in Afghanistan. But clearly, if this is true, and as I say, it's very difficult to get an independent picture about what happens on the ground, if it is true, then clearly some people, it would seem, are still slipping through the intelligence gaps.
The BBC's Ali Makbul in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.